Jeff, we've got some interesting situations developing politically around the area with some races coming up, a special race for the assembly seat. Chris Fahey and Michael Kearns facing off to fill the seat vacated by Mark Schroeder.
Yeah, that special election is coming right up, March 20th, to fill that assembly seat. Mark Schroeder, our new city comptroller for Buffalo, ran unopposed. Two South Buffalo stalwarts, Chris Fahey and South District Councilman Mickey Kearns. Chris Fahey is a longtime aide to Congressman Brian Higgins, and a smart, sharp guy with a good following in South Buffalo. Mickey Kearns, of course, former mayoral candidate and incredibly popular in South Buffalo. And that race is starting to heat up right now. The two of them kind of dropped the gloves in the last week. Fahey accusing Kearns of campaign finance misdeeds. Kearns accusing Fahey of spreading false allegations through mailers about him. Both Democrats. Kearns running as a Republican just so he can be in the race because Fahey got the Democratic nod. But Kearns is still a Democrat and says he'll caucus with Democrats if elected. It's going to be really close, I think, and interesting.
What does that mean for Kearns, the fact that he jumped party lines? He did not get the Democratic endorsement.
Kearns has a history of working just outside the Democratic Party leadership. He became South District Councilman despite not being the endorsed Democrat. He wanted to fill a vacancy there initially and got passed over by the Democratic Party leadership, came back and ran for the seat and won as an independent Democrat. And he sort of kept up that sort of inside, outside the party stance for most of his political career.
Speaking of taking the gloves off, the 60th Senate seat situation is getting interesting. Mark Grisanti, of course, not getting the conservative endorsement. He got the independent's endorsement. And so many other names are coming up as potential GOP candidates in a primary against him.
I think there's nobody within the 60th District, the proposed 60th District Alliance, that is not considering running in this race. There are Republicans lining up to take away the Republican line, which Mark Grisanti is a Republican, a Democrat turned Republican. There are Democrats lining up to take him on in the general election as well. There'll be a conservative primary. There'll be an independence party primary. You can't even list the number of people who are – there are Democrats. Kevin Gaughan is considering a race. Mark Panapinto, a prominent attorney, has considered the race. I'm not sure if he's a serious candidate or not, but his name is bouncing around. Patrick Meng, mayor of Kenmore. And, of course, the conservative party's the Erie County Conservative Party's nomination went to – Democrat turned Republican turned Democrat Chuck Swanick, formerly of the Erie County Legislature. That's an interesting candidacy, too.
And we also have Jack Quinn III, who has not thrown his hat in the ring, but he's been mentioned by some very high-level people as a possible candidate.
Sure, and here's an interesting little tell. There was a fundraiser last week for Mark Grisanti, which was sponsored in part by Jack Quinn III. But Jack Quinn III did not show up to that fundraiser.
Interesting.
Read into that what you will.
That, of course, then also leads into the potential, or I should say proposed 27th congressional district, which could force a primary between Brian Higgins and Kathy Hochul, both who are very popular in their seats at the moment.
Yeah, if those lines stand, then Kathy Hochul in particular has to make a decision. Higgins enjoys some seniority over her, so it's really her decision. Is she going to primary Brian Higgins? And if that happens, if there's a Democratic primary between the two of them, then what's to stop a third Democrat? If it's up for grabs, what's to stop a third Democrat, say, for example, Mayor Byron Brown, who would also have a strong constituency in that proposed district, from jumping in? It's long been rumored that he's interested in a congressional race. So,
and if he should make that jump, what happens to the mayoral seat in the interim?
In the interim, the Common Council President, Rich Fontana, if that happened and he were elected, Rich Fontana would be temporarily would take over the duties of mayor.
Well, that could make for a very interesting mayoral race without an incumbent.
That's right.
Per se.
Absolutely.
In that race.
Be wide open too.
Another issue that's been raised recently, and it was talked about in the recent Art Voice, is the possibility of a satellite location for the Albright Knox. They've got an enormous store of works that are in storage and unable to be viewed by the general public. They'd like to get those out in the open. And a couple of different sites have been raised, certainly the Central Terminal and also the DL&W train terminal.
In the current Art Voice, Jim Heaney, formerly of the Buffalo News and now doing his own thing at investigativepost.org, he wrote a piece for us in which he quotes Larry Quinn saying, wouldn't it be an interesting reuse of the Central Terminal to make a satellite gallery for the Albright Knox? They have close to 8,000 works in storage. They can only show a few hundred at a time in the existing museum. It's long been a goal of the board and of the executive director, Louis Grachos, to find some new space and develop some new space where they can showcase more of the collection. When Louis Grachos first arrived here, he was charged with his board to go scout out some possible locations. And the first site he saw, the first site that captured his imagination, was the old DL&W terminal, right on the waterfront, right in the Inner Harbor. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous space, the huge patio overlooking the Buffalo River, tremendous place that could be programmed by various arts institutions, and currently used by the NFTA as sort of a pass-through for their trains on their way to their sort of storage shed. The NFTA would be happy for someone to rehab that. So it's an interesting possibility as well as you know, the central terminal, too. You have these two old train stations, both of which are begging for some sort of reuse.
So, Jeff, considering those two locations, the central terminal or the DL&W station downtown, which in your mind would be the more attractive?
Well, you know, they're both tremendously valuable properties and both begging for some sort of redevelopment, some sort of adaptive reuse. They're both gems. To some degree, unfortunately for the central terminal, it's sort of isolated from the downtown core, whereas the DL&W terminal is right adjacent to the Inner Harbor, where there's plans for tremendous investment and cultural programming and commercial development. It is, of course, not just close to public transportation. The trains run right underneath it. So, in fact, you could have a station, an indoor station, below the proposed gallery space. So, I mean, in some ways, the DL&W terminal is the more ideal location. And I don't mean in any way to subtract from the value of the central terminal. They're both gorgeous. Both could be like a sort of Musée d'Orsay kind of development.
And there is that beautiful balcony at the terminal as well.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's huge. And it overlooks the Buffalo River. It looks onto a wall of grain elevators. It just says Buffalo.
That's great, Jeff. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you coming by.
It's my pleasure as always. Thanks.